7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Roberta Fasanelli, all in our usual chairs here. And off in the wild country in California, and we're still debating on the pronunciation. Doug Steffens is at the Tular World Ag Expo. And Doug, you'll be happy to know that I butchered up the description of the expo so badly last hour that I got an email from Feed Guy Hay.
Uh-oh.
Your buddy Donald up on the farm, who sent me a little explanation of what the World Ag Expo is. And apparently an estimated annual average of 100,000 individuals from 70 countries attend the World Ag Expo each year. And the expo is the largest annual agricultural, I know, but apparently I didn't do it well, show of its kind, with 1,400 exhibitors displaying cutting-edge agricultural technology and equipment on 2.6 million square feet of showgrounds.
So, see, Dougie, it's a good day. Rich got corrected today.
Yes,
I said that. I said that. Oh, you weren't listening to me, or Rich in his telling the story.
I think Donald was trying to correct me so that I knew what was going on up there. So everything farm-related is discussed there, and one of the things that everybody's talking about with the president having a speech last night is how the farm was not even mentioned.
Well, there wasn't much ag discussion. There was a little bit, I think, about the price of food. People are paying exorbitantly, and they don't understand. I'll tell you, a great way to find out more about some of the practical sides of this is to check out the supermarket guru at DougSteffens.com. Phil Lempert always has a focus on foods and the influences of various policies, governmentally and otherwise. And that's really what it is, frankly, and a lot of discussion here with these 100,000 people looking for answers, looking for help, looking for a little heart, too. The people who are farmers, there's a very interesting sort of, I don't know if it's a connection, a brotherhood, whatever you want to call it, of people who are in agriculture. And as much as some who are city dwellers like to sort of have fun at the expense of those who they think are rubes, you know, the picture of the old man in the jeans with a hay little chaff sticking out
now
of his mouth.
Now that guy's got an iPad in his lap as he's plowing the back 40 with a satellite imagery of his pasture.
Yeah, that doesn't, I mean, that's not every, I don't have that necessarily on my farm, and a lot of people who are running smaller farms don't, but a lot of the medium-sized guys, I mean, there are tractors here that are being displayed and sold that are computer-operated. A man can get into a tractor. If you're, let's say you're in Iowa or Nebraska or places in Illinois, Indiana, where there are hundreds and hundreds of acres of crops, and if you have a 640-acre plot, it's a mile by a mile. So if you start at one end of a, let's say you've got 1,000 rows of corn in one field and you want to cultivate it, you can get into the tractor, you can set the computer for what you want it to do, and because of the satellite GPS positioning that's in the tractor, it can control the tractor going down these rows. The farmer can take a nap. He can sleep.
So he still has to be in the tractor, but...
Wow. Just kind of hanging there, though.
But it can do it. So, I mean, obviously the day is coming when you just... I mean, okay, here's the coordinates of my field that I want plowed or that I want whatever, and you set the coordinates into the tractor, and it will do it itself. Why does the farmer even need to be in the tractor?
Well, it's the same technology that we've been discussing about the cars that drive themselves, drones that fly themselves.
Except there's no red lights, there's no pedestrians, there's no, you know, I mean, it's a field that you know and you've cleared and you know it's clean and it's just back and forth.
The problem with that is the essence of being able to inspect what's going on or to know what's actually going on in the fields. If you're not, at least in my own experience of having worked on the farm for almost 60 years of my life, there are different problems that are created by different situations. You've got to be able to observe them and fix them as you go along, and you can't do that if you're not there. If everything becomes so mechanical, it's like robotic milking of cows. There are people taken off. There's nobody in some of the big farms out here. here. Not only is the stench something that people are talking about because there's so many cows and the manure is piled up so high, but also the technology of milking the cows, where there's one guy per shift that can milk maybe 400, 500 cows in a circular milking parlor where the cows come in and the machine automatically gets put on the cow, no humans touch it. The cow is milked, the machine comes off the cow walks out the platform, and another cow comes in. There's no, all the human being is doing is monitoring a group of computers to see that each cow is being milked and how much they milk, how much milk is coming out of the cow going into the tank.
But does that hurt? Because, Doug, and I've talked to you about this before, my uncle is a dairy farmer in Wisconsin. He still attaches the milk machine to the cows. He still does everything by hand.
Most of us. Yeah.
And you do that too. So how does that, put the bigger farms, do you think they get a bigger advantage, or is your product more quality because there is someone standing there?
Yeah, it cuts down on labor. You spend a lot of money to build a facility, and if you're going to stay in it for 13, 14 years, it's probably amortized over that much. But these things cost $1 million. If you're setting up a parlor with an automatic device, a robotic device, that's $1 million price ticket. You got to sell an awful lot of milk. And that's the other thing. People were complaining a month or so ago about $8 milk because the government subsidies hadn't run their course. See, this is how silly it is. This is another thing.
But let's back up here for a second, because I think you kind of turned the light bulb on in my head a minute ago when you were talking about Phil Lemper. And Phil is our connection to kind of know how all of this is affecting us. How do these people at this big expo and all of these farmers, what's their plan to be able to kind of let, you know, President Obama does a great job of getting his message out to the people. Do the farmers have that kind of voice? Are they able to communicate that message to the people so that we can make changes?
Well, there are constituencies that are served by congressmen and senators that affect ag policy for sure.
Doesn't talk to us, the consumer.
Well, but you see, but you ask what the influences are. The influences are these people who are reelected and reelected and reelected because of the support of the big ag people, the companies that give tens of thousands of dollars for the reelection campaign of Congressman X, Y, or Z. And so what's costing you money is the constituency that comes to Congress and says, all right, we need, in order to cover what it costs, $24 a hundredweight to produce milk. And that translates to you at the store level. It's about $2.40 is what the farmer gets paid for producing a gallon of milk. That would sell probably now $5, $6. I mean, I sell my raw milk at the farm in Framingham from my cows at $9.50 a gallon. It costs more to do it because we're more concerned about cleanliness and healthy animals and that sort of thing. But this is what it really costs. And the public is so used to, Phil would be the first one to tell you, we're also spoiled because of the cheap food. If you go anywhere else in the world and buy the kinds of products that we do, in Europe, food costs about twice as much as it does here because the government doesn't subsidize as much. We have so much government subsidization for the farmer. If the farmer were just allowed to charge what the market price was, people would have to pay. We're subsidizing some farmers a lot of money and other farmers not at all, but the real cost of food you don't realize because the government gets involved with subsidies here, there, and everywhere, so that you're thinking that, you know, you're paying X amount of dollars for the food.
But they're only subsidizing the massive companies and not subsidizing the small farmer.
Well, but they're in a sense subsidizing the purchaser. That's, I'm not talking about the farmer, I'm talking about the purchaser. I'm talking
right,
about you.
Us.
Because all these subsidies go to pay the farmer so that the cost to the middleman, that is, let's say if it's milk, the processor, the person that puts it in the bottle and gets it to the store so they can make more of a profit. And the government is paying the differential in the costs so that you don't have to pay what it really costs to
produce. We eventually pay for it, wouldn't we? I mean, don't we eventually
pay for it? We're paying for
it through our tax dollars. Right.
Yeah, the taxes. Yeah.
But wouldn't you rather just pay eight? So what you're saying is, wouldn't you rather pay $8 for a gallon of milk and just pay that than have it taxed out of you and still pay $4
right.
for a bottle
exactly.
of milk?
Exactly.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk about romance scams with our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. So, and Doug will be back to, because he's either been scammed or the scammee on the romantic side, haven't you, Doug? No comment.
I guess it depends on your definition of how one gets scammed romantically. But in purchasing things for a loved one, yes. I think that that's probably an accurate assumption, Richie.
Absolutely. It's 17 past on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
We have a minute here to tell you about, and if you have a minute, head on over to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com, where you can see today's poll, which asks you, who's paying for Valentine's dinner? Oh, that was yesterday's poll.
Oh, that was yesterday's poll, yeah.
23% said he is. 15% said she is.
Ooh,
Jennifer.
Oh.
Would you be dating somebody after somebody answered that?
I think they should. Yeah, he should offer to pay for
Valentine's. 11% said we're splitting it.
Mm. You can't go Dutch on V-Day.
38% said we're eating at home. Okay, that's fine. And 13% went as Valentine's Day. Today's poll is, ladies, what do you want for Valentine's Day? You, here are your choices. You got flowers, chocolates, jewelry, a card, dinner out.
Yes.
Some or all of the above.
Yes.
Or something else.
All of the above.
21 past. Have a good day.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical,
at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, I've been singing along. Who doesn't strut a little to this song? Come on.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
I do. So you guys are supermodels, me not so much. So help me understand
why
we're
interrupting my dance party. Shh. Yeah. All right. So, do you know who the original supermodel is? Guys,
Christy Brinkley.
Oh, Twiggy. No and no.
No?
Actually, the person that fashioned the word supermodel and identified herself as the original is Janice Dickinson.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, yeah. But why?
She came up with supermodel. She said that's what she was because she was more than just a model. She was a supermodel. And so she's the one that came up with that term, allegedly. That's okay. What she says anyway. Well, she's in the news, Janice Dickinson, because she's denying an accusation that she tried to steal $20,000 worth of jewelry from a fashion show.
Hello,
paging Lindsay Lohan.
Uh-oh.
Paging Lindsay Lohan. On Saturday, the world's first supermodel, self-proclaimed, of course, participated in the reality of fashion, the reality of AIDS runway show in Manhattan, Roberta, and turned out to be quite a pain. Organizers told the New York Post that first she asked them to pay to fly her fiancé, Dr. Robert Gerner, I'm guessing he's a plastic surgeon, to New York, telling them, now that I'm sober, I really can't go anywhere without him. I don't know what that means.
Really?
Apparently, if you get clean, you have to just take your boyfriend with you everywhere. All right. So the organizers refused. Gerner paid his own way to the Big Apple. Then after the show was over, Dickinson was simply walked out wearing her lone jewelry. She's left. She eventually returned most of the items, although sources say there are still three unreturned pieces, including two diamond bracelets. But Janice Dickinson's rep says that she didn't try to steal anything. She just accidentally walked out with them still on. Now, I don't care how rich or supermodel-y you get. You don't just leave someplace with lots of money and jewelry around your neck. You leave and run fast.
It's not an accident. I'm looking at some of the images. You know, when you Google her, how you can look at the images. She's obviously very beautiful, but very obviously a train wreck at the same time. She looks like possibly the original Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of paparazzi pictures with her doing very crazy things.
Well, she was on The Surreal Life, and she was on America's Next Top Model for a while, and she always had that real, she's got a sharp tongue, that's for sure, and not afraid to use her words.
Really?
Yeah, she's definitely one of those. And she also was on Celebrity Rehab because of her addiction problems. She says she's clean now, though, so good.
So
for
she's
her.
Older. She's 57.
Mm-hmm.
So she's older than the Brinkleys. No, she still looks great.
She's had a lot of work done. She's a little skinny. Doug would say she could eat a sandwich or so, but she's still very beautiful.
Wow. What gets into these people?
I think they just get locked in their own little bubble world.
Yeah.
I think
so.
They
That's
can just
it,
do
yeah.
anything they want to do. But, yeah. Just
and they're surrounded by people who, as long as you're making money for them, they let you do whatever you want.
Exactly. And that's so the case with Lindsay Lohan.
And that's, okay, that's understandable with the Lindsay Lohan, who from basically the age of 4, 5, 6, whatever, was thrown into this stuff, and she never knew what reality
was.
She
was the breadwinner for her family from the time she was a kid.
Yep.
Yeah. So she never knew what reality was. But, somebody like this woman, she grew up in a realistic world, you would think. And in her heyday, there's no reality there. But then you kind of fall off of the top of the mountain, and you're back into a realistic world where you have to play by the rules that everybody else does, you would think. And yet they still want to play by the rules that they played by when they were at the top of the hill.
Right.
Maybe they're delusional. They want to think they're still at the top of the hill.
And drugs and alcohol will probably put you there.
Alcohol was involved, yes.
Yeah.
Alcohol's involved.
Hey, listen, all I want to do is I want to walk in somewhere where they throw $80,000 worth of anything on top of me. And then I can accidentally walk out with it. So.
Oopsie.
And I don't care if it's a tiara, fine. I'll put the tiara on and walk out and
That'd
say
be the
I
fastest I'd ever go. Run in my life.
Well, what's her name? Was it Kelly Clarkson was wearing a $36 million diamond necklace at the Grammys? Did you see that necklace on her?
And she forgot about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
I think
with that, they actually have like two security guards.
I'd look like Carl Lewis with that thing on. It's 28 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Colette Friedman is a playwright and author. Her latest work is the novel, The Affair.
I think being a playwright has helped me tremendously. In the last 5-10 years, playwrights have had a huge emergence. There are a lot of playwrights who are writing on television. John Logan, who is a brilliant playwright, is also a brilliant screenwriter. So I think being a playwright, people are curious about us, where... we're not as common as the screenwriter. We're not as well known as the novelists. And people go to the theater, but you watch the actors. You never really think about the person who puts the words into the actor's mouth. So I think being a playwright has helped me tremendously jumping into all of the other mediums that I'm exploring and enjoying, and especially writing a novel, because I understood characters and I understood dialogue. I just had to... re-examine structure and learn how to open up a story. I met Jackie Collins because we have the same manager, and she had been working on a play, and our manager put us together. It was one of the greatest collaborations I've ever had the pleasure of participating in. Jackie is Hollywood royalty. She's a wonderful writer. She's a classy broad, and I learned a lot from her, and it was a fun collaboration. She's a novelist who's jumping into plays. At the time, we wrote this play over a year ago, so I was a playwright jumping into novels, and it was a real give-and-take relationship, and I only hope that I can do the same for someone else one day, because her generosity is incomparable.
Playwright and author Colette Friedman.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Our Doug Steffens, good day. I am not Doug. I am Rich. Roberta and Jennifer all in our normal seats today. Doug is at the World Ag Expo and somewhere in California that we can't decide on how to pronounce it. But lots of interesting stuff going on there today, Dudley.
Well, the children, if you will, are young farmers, the future farmers of America, are very present here. The winner yesterday, 16-year-old Caitlin Moriarty of a dairy competition for raising heifers for dairy replacement calves. She had shown a calf born last fall. In September, she's raising it, and it won the prize. Kind of like the Westminster Dog Show last night. The winner was that little black, whatever it was. This is sort of the Westminster Dog Show for cows.
See, now, this goes back to my question that we had with our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, a little while ago. And farmers having pets. Basically, your cow being your pet. Like we all know that Peaches, your cow that you had to put down last week, was your pet. Now, a lot of these kids raise these prize-winning, you know, cows and pigs and goats and everything. What happens to those animals? Do they more likely end up going the rest of where the rest of the herd does, or do they get saved and put on the pasture?
It depends on the philosophy of the family that's raising. It could be that they put it into the regular herd. It could be that it enjoys special privileges. It just depends on what the families are all about. I don't think there's a rule of thumb, Richie. I think it just depends on what the preferences are. A lot of them, though, are like my Peaches was a pet, but she also produced. She worked and had a regular life as a dairy cow and made milk and calves, and but she still was thought of as being very special because she was the first in a long line of cows to be milked. So
what's the future of farming look like in America with the, I mean, is the young generation, is this next upcoming generation getting into it?
The family families are not passing their farms on to their children, but they're selling the farms to people who may have gone to ag school or have an interest in ag. They're first generation people. It's sort of like a rebirth with some because people want to be close to the land. The locavore movement has forced the reevaluation of farming in certain parts of the country, especially where there's lots of population, people growing more on smaller parcels of land, young people wanting to do things that provide them with a different opportunity than going to work 9 to 5. I'll tell you something else that's a real discussion topic here and something I won't spend too much time on, but because we want to have Steve talk about some of the romance scams that are around and be careful of the next couple of days. But the trend for CSAs, commonly referred to as community-supported agriculture groups,
sure.
There are more and more of these.
Like Jennifer gets vegetables delivered every week from one, right,
yeah,
Jen?
Yeah, that's how they work. Vegetables, milk. I have milk CSA customers at the farm that I have. More and more people want to set it because there's a challenge in producing enough good food, good local food. So the CSAs allow people maybe to spend $600-$700 a year for produce, and they can go pick it up once, twice a week, whatever they want,
however
they want. They're for fruit, they're for vegetables, they're for dairy. It's something that people might want to look into as you go into the springtime because there are more and more farms that, because there is traction, because there is a demand for what they have, if you want to count on being able to get this fresh product, then you get into a CSA. Another discussion here at the World Ag Expo.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club, join and save. See club for details.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo!
Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache Short Bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Everyone past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, along with Doug, who's at the World Ag Expo. And we wanted to take a couple of minutes this week before you start going out and spending all of your money on the Valentine's Day presents to alert you about some scams that are going on. So we brought in our friend and resident lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, to talk to you about some romance scams. Steve's website, scamicide.com, can keep you up to date on anything that's going on out there to rip you off. So visit it regularly, and we will have Steve on every now and then to talk about things that are popping up that you should be aware of. So good morning, Steve.
It's good to hear you. It's good to hear the Bee Gees in the background.
Wow. Just for you, brother.
All right, you guys, don't get carried away with music. Here's a scam and a half, or is it? There was a promotion that I saw online when I was looking for flowers for someone whose name will not be mentioned, and I saw this thing for a 6-foot rose. And I'm talking to myself, come on, there's no such thing as a 6-foot rose.
I'm a 6-foot rose, buddy.
Yeah. So, as it turns out, there are 6-foot roses. The ultimate rose is supposedly 6 feet, or the stem 6 feet. Who would want to have a 6-foot long?
Yeah, what would
stem?
You do?
Where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, anyway, I mean, that's what got me to thinking that there are real scams, and it isn't just necessarily about what you buy, but what you might be exposed to, because so many people are so desperate for love or attention and affection, and that there are things. It kind of reminds me of the scam, go find a dog and pay $300 to somebody to find a dog, and you find out it's a scam.
Well,
there are romance sites.
Here's the ultimate romance scam. You remember this one? Buy a star.
Oh, I did that.
Name a star.
That's romantic.
It's not romantic. You're paying somebody for a piece of paper and nothing ever happens.
Nice.
It's a scam. Steve, you were scammed.
Nice. Yeah, you know something? I knew it's not official, but it is the thought that counts.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a beautiful thought.
Yeah, you know what? I will print that thought out myself and save you $30. But what else out there? I mean, is there anything that's really officially a scam that we should be looking for?
Yeah, and there are some, like Doug said, some of the biggest are the online dating services. You know, it's been estimated about 10% of all of the online dating profiles, even on the legitimate sites, are scams. And then there are scams. There are sites that are just totally scams. A lot of those are meet Russian women kind of thing. And it's interesting. There is a particular former Russian republic called Mariel. I had never even heard of it till I got into these issues with the scams, and it is a huge business. They have banks of computers. They have local students working there who are on the computers communicating with you. They get pictures of Russian celebrities and put those up as if those are the people that you're dealing with. What happens in these and many other of the online dating romance scams are they fall in love with you awfully quickly. They're too far away to easily meet in person, and then suddenly they need money to come see you. They've got an emergency, all kinds of things. And by the way, there's always an excuse for them not to be able to use a webcam so that you can't see them while it's going on.
Manti Te'o syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, he kind of brought that to the public's knowledge. However, at least with Te'o, he was embarrassed, but he didn't have a financial loss. Many of these people lose thousands and thousands of dollars.
He had a financial loss, trust me. When the NFL draft comes up, it's going to hit him hard. But, it definitely affects you. So, but do people also, even the sites that we hear about all every day, the one Match.com and whatnot. I mean, you can't tell me that some of these people aren't fake so that they puff up their inventory to make it look better.
Oh yeah, you know, I think that there are fake people. You can't trust them. There's really no vetting process. But I'll tell you another one for everyone. And this, instead of just the people that go online looking for love in all the wrong places. And, you know, there are a lot of people like that, and these scammers do take advantage of people because they're desperate. But here's one. It's the last minute. You haven't sent a card. You go to send an e-card. And there are some great e-cards out there.
Mm.
Here's the problem. And I use e-cards. You get one, and it says, pops up on your computer, it's a Valentine e-card from a secret admirer. Well, it's from a secret identity thief, because what happens is you click to go to the card, and that's what happens with the legitimate cards. You have to click on a link in there to download the card. But when it's from one of these scammers, what you're downloading is a keystroke logging malware program. And what that does is it reads everything in your computer, all your passwords, all your bank accounts, all your credit cards.
And you don't even know it.
Nope, it's gone. You don't even know it. And a lot of the time, the security software isn't keeping up to date with these scams. So the key thing there is, if you do get an e-card, and it's from a secret admirer, just dump it. Dump it right then.
Even, keep it a secret.
Yeah, exactly. But if you get it, the legitimate e-cards will say you have an e-card from, and it'll give a name.
Yeah.
But frankly, I got to admit, even paranoids have enemies. If I get something like that, I will email or call the person,
yeah,
did you send me an e-card? And if they say yes, I'll click on it, because it's very easy to, you get an e-card from Doug.
So yeah, the rule still stands. If you don't know who it's from, delete it.
Yeah, and you know something? It even
for
goes,
anything.
It even goes farther than that, because certainly you never, ever download or click a link on something that you don't know the person who's sending it. But unfortunately, even if it looks like it's from someone you know, you got to confirm it. And the reason for that is their email may have been hacked, and this is where they call it spear phishing. You get something,
yeah,
from someone who you trust without realizing that they've been hacked, and it's their email that's being used to send you the tainted stuff.
60 seconds, Steve, but the other day I was sent an email by iTunes,
mm-hmm,
and it was okay. It was legitimate, but after I clicked on it, I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
What did I just do? Because usually, even if my bank sends me an email, which they never will,
yep,
I just go to my bank's website and go from the outside there, never clicking on the link. You even have to be careful of those.
Yeah, and you did, you know, the second time you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You never click on the link in there. You go
from
to
PayPal,
their
from Amazon,
yeah,
from anybody.
I got it. I deal with a company, Newegg, and I got something from them about a big bill. And instead of clicking on that link, I went to the Newegg site. The first thing that came up is, no, that's not from us. Don't click on those links. So, yeah, you can't trust it regardless of from whom it appears.
All right, well, Jennifer and Roberta will be enjoying their six-foot rose when it gets delivered to them this week.
I'm looking forward to that.
Dudley.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
You're
romantic.
I'm a six-foot guy.
Yeah, there you
me
go.
Too.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do for you there. All right, Steve and J.J. Wiseman, visit him at scamaside.com. And thank you, Dudley. It's 48 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Monday, Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo! Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby.
59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford.
And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
The hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Chucker time. Moving moments. Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich here with Chucker. Doug is out playing with the cows at the Ag Expo. This is Upside Down by Jack Johnson from the movie Curious George. Number one movie this week in 2006. And I will tell you, Jennifer and Roberta. Roberta, my Jazz Fest buddy. I saw Jack Johnson, I don't know, 8 years ago at the Jazz Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about taking a nap during concerts.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good. Ring. But maybe not.
Jazz Fest. So, hey, listen, for writing music for Monkey movies, great. No problem. Skip the concert. Skip the live show.
Huh.
That gets us into movie moments with Chuck Kerr. I'm not a big fan of, like, one guy standing on stage playing.
You have to have a lot of stage presence if you're just one person.
If you're just one person and you're playing an acoustic guitar, you better bring it. And I saw a guy in a local restaurant a few weeks ago, and he did. Jack Johnson, not so much. So, Chucker, what's going on?
I'm just listening to your negative critique of that man.
No, but then I followed it up with a positive critique of some unknown singer who sang in a bar a few weeks ago, which I love. So there I am for you. So, all right, Shucker's got movie news for us in just a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to do a little contest for you where we play three cuts from a movie, and you give us a call when you know what the movie is, and the first one in with the correct answer wins a little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. And the number to call is 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. And here is the first. Do I have a clue on this movie? It's the number one movie in 2004. So this is right when my son was just 6 months old, so I had no chance of ever seeing this movie. But maybe you can win it. So 888-302-DOUG, here's your first clue.
I don't think that's an option, Lisa.
Linda.
I know. I changed your name for your protection.
Oh, I actually know this. I take that back. And this is a great movie. Guy's done. He's made a template and has made a bunch of movies and a bunch of money off of it, and they're all good. Here's clue number two.
So are you an architect?
I am not. I'm in fish.
Oh, that's where the smell is coming from.
Fish.
Got it.
I can't remember. Wink, wink.
I know it.
All right, Chucker knows it. Roberta's absolutely unless it's live stage. Yeah, unless it's live stage, Roberta doesn't know what's going on.
It's a funny movie.
All right, yeah, it is a funny movie. All right, here's number three, 888-302-DOUG, if you know which movie it is, and here's your last clue.
You had plans and a life before you met me, and now all you have time for is to make me fall in love with you every day.
That's not all I do. I gave a penguin a bath today.
A very funny movie. All right, so 888-302-DOUG. Chucker has movie news for us just coming up here on Good Day.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Check out the stage. Is yours. What's going on in movie news?
The Rich, filming reportedly will get underway on a third Expendables movie this summer. Sylvester Stallone will once again head up the ensemble. I also hear that he's now very interested in doing a fifth Rambo film. I have mixed feelings on that. As long as he doesn't touch Rocky to pay the next mortgage, I guess I'm okay with that. But he better not touch Rocky, because Rocky Balboa, I thought, ended on a beautiful note. Now, one day before A Good Day to Die Hard opens, and I have not seen one advance review, which may not be a great sign. I hope 20th Century Fox is not hiding the product from critics, as Die Hard is one of my favorite franchises. This will also be the shortest Die Hard of the five Die Hard films at 1 hour and 50 minutes. Bruce
Willis
has gone on record saying there'll definitely be a sixth Die Hard movie, but I hope this one's good.
Yeah, me too, because that's no matter what it is, you always go and see it. Even if you hear bad things, you have to go see it, because it's just...
Well, I like all of them, and I've gone on record as saying that the original Die Hard in 1988 is the best pure action movie ever produced. I mean,
and the follow-up was just as good. The follow-up was great. All right, let's go see if we can get an answer to our question here. Dave, what is the answer to the movie?
That would be 40-year-old virgin.
That would not be 40-year-old virgin. Elizabeth, what is the answer? Quickly.
51st
date. That's right, 50.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.